With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Saharan dust is back. National Weather Service forecaster Ben Harding tells Radio K-Man there's currently a tropical wave drifting across the Western Caribbean.
A weaker plume of Saharan dust will follow this wave and continue to maintain hazier conditions throughout the remainder of the day thereafter.
Mr. Harding says the Sahara dust is expected to linger over the Northwest Caribbean through Wednesday night, continuing to support, quote, hazier conditions. This follows a larger plume that hit the Cayman Islands earlier this month, prompting government to issue a dust advisory. An illegal coral nursery is uncovered in Smith Cove. The Department of Environment says it identified more than 70 fragments of staghorn coral at Smith Cove in a nursery on June 1st that did not have National Conservation Permit permission. It was placed on the natural reef, breaking local conservation laws that could land the culprit with a penalty of up to $500,000 or 4 years in jail. The fragments have since been relocated to the DOE's nursery at Northwest Point, where they will, quote, be cared for and monitored as part of the department's coral restoration project.
This house must stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Tuesday, the 23rd of June.
MPs are back in the House today after the official opening of the 2026-27 session of Parliament on Friday. Members will formally debate the throne speech that was delivered by Her Excellency the Governor last week. Make sure to tune into today's proceedings live on our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM. The National Drug Council is using World Drug Day this week to push prevention and education across the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles.
As the Cayman Islands marks World Drug Day on June 26th, the National Drug Council is calling on individuals, families, community organizations, and policymakers to step up prevention, education, and evidence-informed action. The theme, World Drug Problem, Persisting Issues, New Challenges, Innovative Responses, highlights ongoing drug issues and new trends, including synthetic substances, youth substance use, and the impact of digital platforms. Director Brenda Watson says prevention remains the most powerful and cost-effective tool, and that Cayman's prevention efforts must evolve as substance use trends change. She says the council's RISE program delivers school-based education and life skills, while parent engagement, youth leadership, and community outreach support healthy decision-making. The NDC is encouraging residents to learn about current substance use trends, talk openly with young people about health and well-being, and engage with its prevention campaign and educational resources. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
More information can be found at ndc.ky. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. As a deadly heat wave continues to intensify in Western Europe, the head of the United Nations has called on the world to act with far greater urgency to limit global warming. Antonio Guterres warned fossil fuels were driving a simultaneous climate and energy crisis. Belgium has issued 5 visas to a Taliban delegation to attend a European Union meeting on migration in Brussels. It would be the first time the EU has hosted the Taliban since they seized power in Afghanistan. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian is visiting Pakistan a day after opening talks with the US produced a roadmap towards a final peace agreement. Pakistan has been acting as a key mediator. State media in Lebanon say 2 people were killed when Israeli soldiers opened fire on a group near a bulldozer clearing a road in the southern town of Nabatea. It follows 3 days during which a ceasefire held with no reported killings for the first time since April, when efforts to secure a lasting truce began. United Nations investigators say Israel has deliberately targeted Palestinian children, resulting in genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes in Gaza. Israel says it utterly rejects the report. The former chief executive of the Scottish National Party, Peter Murrell, has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to embezzling over $500,000 of party funds. Kenya has ordered an immediate halt to the construction of an Ebola treatment facility intended for US citizens. The health minister said work at the site inside an Air Force base had been stopped to comply with a court order. BBC News.